Yeah, looking forward to it now. Obviously, we've a big run into it now with 5 weeks. We're not having another league semi-final or something. But, you know, it'll be good to get a few internal games and see a lot more fellas kind of pushing to make the starting team and even the 26. So, yeah, looking forward to the next 5 weeks. So.
Did you learn a lot about yourselves during the league?
I suppose nothing that we didn't know, really, in terms of, like, you know, every time we really kind of pushed ourselves and worked as hard as we could, we saw our results. And any time that we kind of took the foot off the gas and let teams play, then, you know, we could see ourselves conceding scores and kind of starting to lose leads and to start losing by more and so on. So I suppose the main thing that we've learned is just that we just have to keep battling for 70 plus minutes, like, no matter who, whatever team we're playing.
Why do you think, Sean, that maybe at times, I'm not saying you go missing, but at times that you just switch off?
Just, I don't know. I think it's probably a concentration thing more than anything else. Do you know, like myself, I suppose if I'm tuned out in the full back line, like it's a dangerous place to be tuned out. But I suppose I'll just kind of keep talking to the fellas around me and try and keep them going. Other fellas then further up the field, you know, if they kind of miss a few chances or miss a few touches, it might be creeping into their head, and then that can be them going missing, I suppose, at times. But I suppose it's hard to keep 15 fellas concentrated for 70 plus minutes, like, so that's kind of what we're going to be trying to get to.
The Munster Championship has been an incredible championship over the last couple of years. Like, I'm sure as a player it must be wonderful to be involved.
Yeah, it's great to be involved. I suppose every game is competitive. Like, we go from, you know, you're never going into a game where you're meant to be much better than a team or you're meant to be much worse than a team, you know. On any given day, anyone can beat anyone. And I suppose that's the beauty of the championship, you know. You can win two games, your first two games, and you can end up getting knocked out, or you can lose your first two games and you can be in a Munster final. So I suppose it all comes down to that consistency, really, and trying to get put four performances together to try and get out of the Munster Championship.
I suppose the secret of winning the championship is that you have to hit the ground running the first day out. You're down in Welch Park in Waterford, not the easiest place in the world to go to.
No, I suppose at the same time, you know, there's two goalposts and there's four white lines. You know, it's all pretty much the same thing. Obviously, you might be dealing with a more hostile crowd down there, and there mightn't be as many car people travelling down there. But I think no matter where you're going, you have to just see yourself as the team to beat. Obviously, you look at them last year when they supposedly had a terrible year. You know, like, if they kept their composure a small bit in the first game, they'd have been Limerick. So, you know, they're still a great team. They still have great players. And no doubt they'll be going into the first round thinking that it's their best chance, best way to start is a home game to Cork. And, you know, from our perspective then, it's just thinking we have to get a result in the first round. So, yeah, we'll be focusing on ourselves now for the next 4 weeks, and then we look at them as well, but heading into the last week.
Were you surprised when the management, Pat, I'm sure, called you aside and said, we'd like to have you as the captain?
Yeah, I suppose it was a surprise with Coleman being captain, because in fairness to Coleman, he was a brilliant captain. You know, he always led from the front, but I don't know, maybe Pat wanted to put his own stamp on things or something, I'm not sure, but it was a real honour to be named the Cork captain.
What do you see yourself, what do you see when you're the captain and are the captain, what is your role?
You know, I don't think it changed a whole pile from when I wasn't captain. You know, I was always, you know, I was never afraid to speak up. I wouldn't be afraid to call fellas out, I wouldn't be afraid to try and make improvements where I see them. But you know, that's the same with a lot of other fellas as well. Like, I suppose a couple of years ago, you might have only had a couple of different options for captain, but like you're looking at fellas now, you know, fellas are starting to lead all over the field, and you know, it's great to see. It's putting myself under pressure and with other fellas stepping up in the full back line. But I suppose the only way I kind of see my role being different is that, you know, I have to try and just lead that bit more on the field and off the field in terms of like preparation and recovery, and also trying to, you know, zone out mistakes and trying to focus on the next ball rather than being caught up on a previous mistake and stuff. But you know, just fellas starting to help me out there as well. Like, so as the years go on, as the training sessions even go on, there's more and more leaders popping up all over the place.
Obviously, finally, the desire obviously of everyone in Cork, and I'm sure among yourselves as well, the bottom line is that it's either the Munster final or at least being in one of the top three and advancing to the knockout stages.
Yeah, that's it. Obviously, being in a Munster final and winning a Munster final would be brilliant, but I think the aim is to basically get into the All-Ireland Series, you know, and if that means winning a Munster along the way, then, you know, that'd be brilliant. But I think it's just the way the Munster round robin has gone now over the past few years. I think it's put a bit of less emphasis on the trophy at the end of it and put more emphasis on just getting out, getting into the All-Ireland Series and giving ourselves a chance to win the All-Ireland.